Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into a stack of your research notes with a really specific mission. We have one single powerful finding from the world of real estate that we need to unpack.
That's right. And this isn't some broad overview of the housing market. It's, you know, a very focused look. We're trying to understand the relationship between geography, legal stuff, and efficiency.
Okay.
And it all comes down to one outcome that was observed.
And the central nugget, you know, the real point of this whole deep dive is this one finding. Title agencies expedited closings in lakeshore areas. It's a simple sentence, The fact that it's even possible, that kind of shifts how we think about these really complex property deals.
It really does. It creates this what you might call a paradox of complexity. You'd assume that something complicated, like a lakeshore property, just has to take more time.
Right.
So if a study proves that speed was achieved despite that complexity, then we really have to dig in and figure out how they pulled it off.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Before we get to the speed, we need to appreciate just how difficult this is to begin with. Why are lakeshore properties so much harder to close than, say, a regular house in the suburbs?
Well, if we start with the geography, the lakeshore area, that specifically means water boundaries. And when you have water, you bring in a whole separate set of laws, riparian rights, littoral rights.
I've heard those too.
And they often clash with, you know, standard land zoning.
So you're not just looking at a fixed property line on a map. You're looking at something that can actually change with the environment, like if the lake level drops.
Exactly. The boundary itself can shift. That is a potential nightmare for guaranteeing a clear title.
Wow.
It's absolutely critical. You're dealing with what's called the mean high water mark, which by definition fluctuates. A title agency can't just pull up a 30-year-old map.
They need current data.
Current data, absolutely. Often they need special certifications for things like erosion control structures, you know, seawalls, or even making sure a dock is compliant. Plus, the land under that water often belongs to the state. It's sovereign land.
So you don't even own it.
You have the right to use it, but you don't own it.
Okay, that just ratchets up the amount of due diligence they have to do. You mentioned those erosion control structures. So a title agency has to verify that a seawall was built right, permitted correctly, and isn't messing with the neighbor's access or some environmental law.
Yes.
That process alone feels like it could take weeks.
And it used to. That's the whole point. The source focuses on lakeshore areas because they have it all. High regulation, fuzzy boundaries, and really high seasonal demand. A normal closing might be, what, 45, 60 days?
Something like that.
For a lakeshore property, you'd think it should be 90, maybe even 120 days. So the fact that it was expedited tells us a very specific solution was put in place to fight those built-in delays.
So the geography sets up this huge legal challenge. Okay, so now let's talk about the who. The source says the breakthrough came from title agencies. Why them? Why not the lawyers or the banks?
Because title agencies are the ones who sit right at that nexus of risk and the finish line. Their whole job is to accept risk, specifically to insure against any problems in the property's history. The lenders provide the cash, but the title agency is the one that has to say, yes, this property is insurable against all those things we just talked about.
Well, wait, that seems counterintuitive. If they're dealing with way more risk, like a shifting shoreline, shouldn't they be moving slower, not faster? Moving faster sounds like they're just taking on more risk.
And that is the most critical point. It tells us they didn't just ignore the risk. They innovated the assessment process. If you can move faster without a big spike in insurance claims later on, it means you must have found a better, faster way to check the historical records and the current data all at once.
So the efficiency isn't just about pushing paper faster. It's rooted in, like, a much smarter technical analysis.
Absolutely. It's about specialized underwriting. It implies these title agencies built their own databases or maybe checklists that were custom made for the lakeshore regulations in that specific area. They're not treating it like a normal house. They've built a specialized workflow for it.
I wonder about the scale of this. If they're at the center of this speed, they must have invested a lot in tech or people. Maybe they digitized all the old records about water easements, things that used to be buried in some dusty book in a local office.
That's a very strong possibility. A traditional title search is very linear. You wait for the survey, then you wait for the environmental report, then you check the history. To speed that up, you have to go parallel.
So do everything at once.
Right. For example, you request the boundary certification at the exact same time. Your in-house legal team, who now specializes in water law, starts digging into known issues for that specific lake.
That parallel track model, that makes complete sense. It's a systemic change. It's not just people working harder.
It is. And it also suggests they built specialized risk models. They might decide that some types of title problems, say a minor encroachment that can be covered by an insurance writer, don't need to be fully fixed before the closing anymore. They just underwrite that known risk and let the deal go through.
Okay, so let's get to the action itself, the big insight. Title agencies performed expedited closings. How much faster are we talking about here? What does expedited actually mean in this context?
The source doesn't give us hard numbers, but the fact that it's the key finding tells us it was a major reduction. If the average for a complex lakeshore deal was, say, 75 to 90 days, an expedited closing is probably down in the 30 to 45 day range.
So cutting the timeline in half. Or even more.
Potentially, yes.
And 30 to 45 days. That's basically the same as a standard home sale, even with all this extra legal complexity. That's astonishing. And the seasonal demand we talked about must be a huge driver here, right?
A huge motivator. Buyers want to close before summer starts so they can actually use the property.
Of course. Nobody wants to close on their lake house in September and just stare at it all winter. You'd lose the whole season.
And that can kill a deal. So by expediting the closing, title agencies aren't just selling speed, they're selling the ability for the deal to even survive. They're stabilizing that whole market segment.
So if they did this with parallel processing and special underwriting, what did that actually look like? Did they have like a lakeshore desk with a dedicated team?
Almost certainly. A specialized lakeshore title team would have that very specific legal knowledge. They could quickly tell the difference between a critical issue, like a major boundary dispute, and a minor one they can just insure over. They don't need to call an outside expert for every little question. The expertise is right there in-house.
And that alone would cut out weeks of back and forth.
Weeks. And the system they built has to be predictive. They'd have to know the common problems for a certain lake and have a standard procedure ready to go. They've basically turned a chaotic legal mess into a predictable factory workflow.
That's it. Predictive risk mitigation. They know that on lake, whatever, 60% of the properties have some old unrecorded easement. So they build a fast track procedure just for that issue instead of starting from scratch every single time.
That is how you get speed without sacrificing the quality of your work.
So we've connected all three pieces. The lakeshore areas bring the massive difficulty and the market pressure. The title agencies bring the specialized knowledge and the process innovation. And the expedited closings are the real measurable benefit.
It's a complete picture. It's a model for how you optimize a very specific high-friction service.
So let's bring it back to you, the listener. What does this all mean? Why should this one finding stick in your head?
I think the big takeaway is that this proves that investing in these high-cost, specialized solutions is actually profitable. For a long time, the thinking was, well, this type of property is complex, so it has to be slow.
Right. It is what it is.
This finding proves that's not true. If the market demand is strong enough, the key players, in this case, title agencies, will invest whatever it takes to solve the complexity problem.
It also tells people buying or selling these properties that the old expectation of a 3-month closing is, well, it's obsolete. The bar has been raised. And that speed is now a competitive advantage for any agency working in that space.
And this is where it gets really interesting. If they built this successful, super fast model for lakeshore properties, which deal with state land, environmental law, moving boundaries, where else can they apply it?
So you're saying this isn't just about lakes?
Not at all. This sets a precedent. This is a playbook for other complex markets.
So you're talking about properties in, like, historic districts where every little change needs deep archival research?
Yeah.
Or what about development with urban air rights? That vertical ownership stuff is incredibly complicated.
Yes, precisely. Or think about properties with mineral rights or agricultural easements. In those cases, the title agency might have to analyze documents going back 100 years to see if someone else owns what's under the ground.
That sounds like a long, time-consuming search.
It is. It can take months. But the Lakeshore example suggests a title agency could create a specialized mineral rights desk, use digital tools, get the right experts, and cut that 120-day search down to 40.
So the lesson here really isn't about water. It's about a systematic approach to specialization. You find a niche with extreme legal complexity and a market that needs speed, and you can engineer a solution.
They engineered an efficiency solution. They went from just being passive service providers, sort of reacting to legal history, to being proactive strategists. They solved the speed problem by turning their unique knowledge into a product. The product is the expedited closing.
That's a fascinating domino effect. The desire to use a summer cabin quickly, basically, drove an entire legal sub-industry to innovate. And now that innovation can be exported everywhere else.
That's it.
So the success with Lakeshore Properties proves that complexity isn't a dead end for speed. It's just an engineering problem waiting for the right solution.
And that procedural innovation is the real power inside this one little data point. It changes what the whole industry thinks is even possible.
We hope this deep dive gave you a clear, valuable nugget of knowledge for your toolkit. Took one very specific finding, and I think we really unpacked its full weight.
Keep an eye out for those unexpected pockets of efficiency in complex fields. We'll be here for the next deep dive.